Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. This is the Mind Changers Podcast. I am your old pal, Robin. As you can tell from the background noise, I'm moving and shaking in the breadbasket of these fine United States, doing the things I need to do to survive and live and thrive. So, this particular discussion is titled A Bias Toward Action. And when I say a bias toward action, I mean not only do you have to plan, because you do have to plan, but the bias toward action is something that is something that brings you from your seat to go to do whatever it is that you need to do to improve your life. And I'm learning this and sharing it at the same time. To improve your life and make your life better. To do whatever it is. To lose weight and get healthy. To put more money in your bank account. To grow your business. To do the things that you want to do. Whatever it is. You have to find yourself with a bias toward action. And your brain, in its wisdom, doesn't necessarily agree. Because action creates risk, and risk freaks your brain right the fuck out. So this is the idea, is we talk about taking action to improve your life. You should, but you also have to lead, you have to create within yourself a bias toward action. So when you're sitting, you know, comfortably at home and things are going all right and there's no big deal, everything is cool, you've got these issues to deal with, and you've got some things to sort out, but if you don't do anything, you don't take any action, nothing ever changes, right? You know you should go work out in the morning, but you don't. You know you should get a morning routine, but you don't. You know you should learn some more things to do that side hustle that you've always wanted to do, or that extra work you've always wanted to do, or maybe you just get a second job or third job, whatever it is that you want to do to increase your earning, right? All of that stuff is possible for you, every bit, right? But it all starts with a bias toward action. So right now, me included, I have a bias toward inaction, a bias toward laziness, a bias toward, I'm tired, it hurts, I don't want to do it. But let me explain why I'm wrong about that for myself, and why we can fix it in our, we can fix those things in our lives together. Woohoo! So, to bring all of that to a head, if you have a thing that you know you need to do, and you're a procrastinator, we talked about that in the last episode, you're procrastinators. It's hard to beat procrastination because there's a lot of different reasons for it. But here's part of the problem. Part of the problem is you think you are owed that time back. Maybe you think, maybe, oh, I don't really want to do this. I'm tired. It's cold. There's always a reason not to do it. There's always a reason you don't feel like it. But what's the reason that you should do it? That's the question you have to ask yourself. Because you're not going to, one workout's not going to give you muscles or make you fit or make you lose weight. One meal is not going to drop 100 pounds from you. One healthy meal is not going to drop weight. It's not, but that's okay. Here's why. Because the 10th one, you'll start to see it. The 11th one, you don't get to the 10th if you don't have the first. So the only idea, the only thing that counts, the only thing that you have to do is act and take massive action, as big of action as do as big a thing as you possibly can, and do it immediately, right? If you are thinking about, hey, you know what I should do is maybe lay out my clothes for the morning so I can get up first thing and put them on, and then do what? What are you going to do then? then when I get up in the morning, I'll put them on, and then I'll be ready to go to the gym first thing, right? Sure you will. Absolutely you will. What about it? Go do it right now. Stop listening to me. Pause. Go do it right now, if that's what you need to do. I need to make a good lunch for tomorrow because they're having, you know, it's somebody's birthday at work, and surely they're going to have cake, and I don't want to eat cake, but I like the cake, but I'm not going to eat it because it's bad for me, and I shouldn't. Okay, then go make your lunch. Stop listening. Go make lunch. Go fix your, go meal prep. Whatever it is. The hardest thing to do is the first thing. I'll say it again. The hardest thing to do is the first thing. After that, after you decide to act and then move toward that thing, the rest of it, man, the rest of it is absolute cake. That's bullshit. It's not. But the rest of it is easier every single time. So if you want to do Huberman's morning protocol and get sun in your eyes and go ground your feet and all that kind of stuff, get up in the morning and go do it. Just go do it. Just do it once. Keep a promise to yourself. Keep a promise to yourself that you are going to do the things that are healthiest for you. And do it one time. And you'll feel a little bit better. 2%, 5%, 7% better. Something like that. Some small amount. But then with each thing, each time that you promise to do something to yourself, for yourself, and then you actually follow up on it, you're going to feel so much better each and every time. So it might be a 2% today, maybe a 5% tomorrow, maybe a 7% the next day, and a 10% the following, and then so on and so forth. And you will have down days. Very much like every emotion. You will have down days, down times, down thoughts, all of that. Let them come. Let them stay. And then let them fucking go. They're visitors for the holidays. They're there for you just to show up, right? That's all. They just show up. They're there for you. You observe them, and then you let them go. That's the hardest thing to do, is to just let them go. But it's what you have to do to be successful. It's what you have to do to be intelligent and strong and make your life better. It's what you have to do. It makes the most sense, right? And so when I talk about that stuff, I mean, every single time you think of something that you need to do, go do it. If that means, I'd love to, you know, I want to learn to play guitar. That's me. I want to learn to play guitar. So I need to spend more time actually playing the guitar. I can noodle around, but I'm no good. I can't play a song. I can play chords, and I can do, you know, I can do some chord progressions, but that's it. Well, I'm never going to get any better at it sitting on my ass. And yes, I'm stressed, and I have all these problems, and I have problems anyway, like everybody else does. So do you, right? Your problems are no bigger or smaller than anybody else's problems, and there's no reason that you can't do what you want to do. If you want to learn to play piano, if you want to learn to play trumpet, if you want to learn to fucking hopscotch, it doesn't matter what it is you want to do. If you want to get better, you got to do. You got to have that bias toward action. Because if you fail to have the bias toward action, what you end up with is you create a bias toward being a boat anchor. You just stay there. You stay anchored to the spot that you are now. And just like the old saying says, if you always do what you always did, you always get what you always got. It's a fact. It is the way. It is the way, the truth, and the life, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, cats and kittens, across this fruited plain and around this big blue marble. It is important to act. Think, yes. Plan, of course. Prepare, naturally. Then act. Act. Do it. Take action on everything, because Mel Robbins is right. No one's coming to save you. No one is coming to tell you to turn the TV off. No one's going to tell you to stop looking at porn. No one's going to tell you to stop eating Taco Bell. No one's going to tell you to stop doing that shit. Because the two things are true. Somebody might tell you that, and you'll push back at them and say, you're not the boss of me. You don't tell me what to do. I'm an adult, right? But then, you will also stay put, and you will have your revenge for that particular thing. So today, as a for instance, I'm a giant human being, as I've mentioned. And I took a flight today between two major American cities, which is cool. I had fun. But it was kind of miserable because I'm a giant person and I didn't buy a giant seat because it's too expensive. So I sat in a very tight seat next to people that I didn't know. And there was all kinds of terrible things around me that I didn't like. People sneezing and coughing and farting and everything else. And then you got this weird guy with his weird kids. And there's this ridiculous, babbling kid in the background. Ah, some kind of Tourette's thing. I don't know. I didn't like it. And my first idea, my first thought was, I need to complain about this. I need to get this off my chest. But then I thought a little bit further about that. I thought a little bit deeper about that. I don't need to do that, because you know why? Because the guy that I was sitting next to, rail thin, about 6'6", probably in his early 60s, probably a nice guy. I don't know him from Adam's cat. But here's what I do know. He's got problems, he's got stresses, he's got issues as well. There's nothing special about that. We all have these issues. He's having to crunch up because, I got a 58-inch chest. So even if I've got a little bit of a gut, my shoulders are hanging out in his seat. That's why I usually buy two seats. But I didn't this time. It didn't work out that way. But I try to be number one, I try to be comfortable, and number two, I try to be as considerate of others as I possibly can. And sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, but the point of the matter is this. I took the initiative not to bitch. I can make fun of it, but I'm not going to complain about it, because those kids had their own paradigm. The sneezing guy had his own issues going on. All of this stuff is true. And so I'm no better or worse than any of those people. So why do I think that I get to be, king of the world? I don't. But I will take action to leave. And next time I won't take that flight. And next time I'll do something a little bit different. But I am blessed, ladies and gentlemen, with the ability to do this right now. So why am I complaining? Because something sucked? Lots of things suck. I have access to all the food and water I could ever want. I have access to shelter. I have access to clothes. I have access to television and internet and everything I could possibly need. And not enough money, but is there ever enough money, right? So what am I really complaining about? I'm complaining because things aren't exactly as I want them. Well, boo fucking who. Who gets that all the time? Not very many people. And the people that do get it all the time, it makes them weak. It makes them soft. It makes them childish and stupid most of the time. So I say this from my own experience. When you have a bias toward action, you are too busy doing the thing that you need to do to bitch, moan, and complain about all the stuff that you don't like. I enjoy myself. I enjoy a good debate. It's like a strong cup of coffee to me. I don't know where that quote's from, but it seems that I like that. I like a good, rousing debate. I like to, holler and scream back and forth and, all that kind of stuff, but still remain friendly with the people that I'm talking with. Well, it turns out you can't do that on the internet because there's no context, right? So you have to go back to the coffee shops and you have to do all that kind of stuff. But I would have made a fantastic era, because I like that back and forth, hollering back and forth and the talking and all that. I like that kind of stuff, right? And that's the cornerstone of a lot of the nations in the Middle East. They they're fierce debaters, and they because they were the bedrock of all of this stuff that we're looking at today, even. So, yeah, I mean, But the bias toward action means that the debate itself, that any discussion that you get into, has a point, right? And even if it is recreation, which is perfectly fine, that's good. You're taking an action to this is what you like to do. You're engaging in something that gets your heart pumping, that gets your mind moving, that gets you thinking. That's great. That's great, but that is a bias toward action. But if you're just sitting on the internet and sniping at people and calling them, you know, idiots or you know, saying whatever to whatever you think to them or whatever you feel to them, well, I mean, you're not getting anywhere. You're not doing anything special. There's nothing special about that. It's nonsense. It's horseshit. Stop arguing with people on the internet. You don't know them. You can't see them. Okay? If I can't smell your breath, I'm not going to argue with you. I will certainly have a discussion, but when that discussion turns to fisticuffs or back and forth or bullshit, I'm not sticking around, because that's not action that I want to take. And moreover, it doesn't improve my lot or yours. So why am I going to allow us to go down a rabbit hole? It doesn't make sense. And that lesson took a long time for me to learn, because I see something that I think isn't right, and I want to jump in and I want to give my two cents. Who the fuck am I? Who are any of us? Well, actually, that guy, right? So don't be that guy. But I digress. The bias toward action is a necessary part of your success plan. Because if you are going to be successful at anything, you will have to be successful first at taking action and doing the things that are important not only to you, but to those around you and those that support you and those that focus on you and those that are in your life and in your, they're in your bubble, right? So you have to care for those people that surround you and fix these problems, because that's what's going to be required of you. And when you start to do those little things every single day, when you make different decisions every single day, what happens? You get better. When you make little decisions that improve your life, that's good. But then you make another one, and then another one, and then another one, and you get better and better and better and more comfortable. Now, for those of us who are aging, right, who are past that, you know, past our 30s and you know, into our 40s and 50s, yeah, no, we're not going to be, you know, these super muscular and jacked. You don't want to be that person anyway. That takes so much dedication and so much work, and it's miserable to get that way, as I understand it. But to be fit is the key. You know, muscle, as we know, is the currency of aging, right? So the more you have, the better it is. Don't worry about bulking up. Just do it. Build muscle, right? Sometimes you can't because you're not doing the right things. But eventually, that's the goal, right? So make the decision. Make the decision to act and go forward each and every day. Do the things, keep your promises to yourself, and do the things that you know you have to do that are good for you and that will make you a success and that will improve your chances of success. Because I've got to tell you, you know, now I typically wouldn't share this, really, but I think it's good for everyone to know. There's a lot of, if you look on any pretty much any internet site, I mean pretty much any app these days, you'll hear people talking about manifestation and all of these other things. 99.99 times out of 100, they're bullshit. You can't just wish yourself into a new car or a new house. You can't just, you know, say, oh, I'm going to have it, speak it into existence. You can't just make that happen. The universe is not a fucking vending machine, right? You can't just put your coins in by saying words and then press B6 and then have a house come out. It doesn't work. But here's what my brain taught me about that. When I found an affirmation, when I found a set of words that worked for me, and I won't share them because they might not work for you, you should find your own, because they're more meaningful when they come from you. But when I found those things that worked for me, and I find them from I gain inspiration from all over, from, you know, from young people, from old people, from living and dead, whatever, it doesn't matter. If it makes sense to me, and that I can talk to myself, talk to my brain, talk to the universe, then I'm going to do that as a way of taking action, right? As a precursor to take action. When it's time to relax and meditate and be at peace at night, and my brain can be alone with itself, and I can say, this is what I need, this is what I want, this is the way things ought to go for me, blah, blah, blah. I say those affirmations, I say those things, and I had one night an epiphany that struck me and made me understand what manifestation means. It does not mean you're ordering things in a catalog. It doesn't mean that. What it means is you are opening yourself up to the possibility that you can get whatever it is that you want. You speak things into existence not by talking about them and hoping that they show up one day and somebody in their largesse hands you a new car, but rather your brain works out ways for you to get money so you can go buy that new car or buy that new house or save money for, you know, your own emergencies or whatever it is, whatever thing that it is that you want. You are given the opportunity to think about how best to do that. So it's a bit like it's a bit like the movie Bruce Almighty, where Morgan Freeman plays God, and he's talking to Lauren Graham, and he says, "If you ask for patience, if you ask God for patience, does he give you more patience, or does he give you opportunities to be patient?" That's what a bias to action means. You have an opportunity to take action, to get the thing that you want, and all you have to do is step forward and do it. And although it might not come immediately, instant gratification is terrible, right? So go and do it. Go do a little bit at a time. If it means, you know, if getting in shape means you walk a quarter of a mile today and a quarter of a mile every day for the rest of the week, and then a half a mile next week, and then three quarters of a mile the following week, so forth and so forth. If that's what it means, that's what it means. Nothing wrong with that at all, right? But you're taking action. That is a bias toward action, because you are giving yourself the opportunity to do the thing that you want, to get the thing that you want, to gain the thing that you want. Right? There are no quick fixes. Energy in and of itself is a requirement. Right? So there's no free lunch. You can take GLP-1s, you can have weight loss surgery, you can do all of this stuff. But if you don't stop shoving terrible things in your face, you don't break the addiction in your head, you're gonna push right through it. Right? You can do all of this stuff. There is no free lunch. There's going to be side effects. There's going to be all of these things. There isn't a free lunch. There just isn't. So what do you have to do? Take action. Plan, yes. Research, yes. Work out strategies. Figure out what you want your goal to be and work backwards. So the goal is to have, to have a side hustle that brings in $5,000 a month. That's your goal, right? So you're gonna need some tactics, you're gonna need some strategies, you're gonna need some planning. All of that stuff is true. What are some goals? You know, how do I get from A to B? Yeah, but then once you figure out how you're going to get there, then act. Then do it. Then do a little bit of it. Then do a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more until, bam, it's right here for you. Okay? And it will sneak up on you sometimes. When things start working and you feel, you start to feel better and you start to feel stronger and you start to feel more hopeful and you start to feel happier, that's when these things make a difference. That's when you realize the stuff that you're doing is right and you should do it and you should continue to do it until you get what you want. And then you find something else that you want to do and you go after that. Continuously improve. Right? So, I mean, the objectives and then the strategies and then the tactics, that's the goal, right? Is to get us to that goal. The opportunities that show up in front of you, you make. Okay? You can't just sit home. It's like if you want to meet the perfect person that is your other half or that you want to go out with or date or marry or just fuck, whatever it is. If you want to meet that person, what do you have to do? You have to leave the house. You have to go outside. You have to go be places where people are. And then, you know what happens? You meet people. Sure, you can meet people online. You might be able to, and that's cool. Right? That's all right. You can meet people online. But don't make that the only way that you do it. Because the fact of the matter is, you can't get good context off of that. You just don't know. You don't know what you don't know. So, if you want your life to be better, and I want my life to be better, and I will work alongside you in doing this, I will take action on my desires. You take action on yours. And let us lift each other up together. Let's get into each other's heads and talk to each other and lift one another up and say, you know what? You can do this. I'm certain that you can do this. If you can't do this, if you absolutely, positively, in no way can, find something you can do. You can't do it. 100% can, right? Then we find something you can do and we do that instead. But your brain is so powerful that you can think a thought and water can stream from your eyes. Think about someone that you loved. Think about someone that left. Think about a lost loved one or a lost pet, or a terrible time or even a good time. And it brings tears of joy. These are real human emotions. And this is real physical stuff that's happening. Your brain is so powerful. Your mind is so powerful, it can move things in your body. It's the computer, it's the operating system. It can move you. You have to make the decision and be in control of your own faculties, of your own brain, of your own mind, of your own heart. Say, you know what? I want to get fit. Not just healthy, but I want to get fit. I want to be strong. I want to be unstoppably strong into my 70s, 80s, and 90s. Cool. Whatever you want to do. How? Okay, here's how. Here's the plan. Act. Do it. Every day. No matter what it is, every day. Lift something heavy. Sit down. Do squats. Swing the kettlebell around. Go for a walk. Go for a run. Go to the gym. Go for a swim. Whatever it is. Whatever it is that you need to do or that I want to do, I'm going to show up every day and do it. And that's what I want you to do too, because that is the thing. That is the one lever you can pull. That is the one button you can push. That is the one action you can take to begin to change your life for the better. Having a better life through a bias toward action. Friends, I can't say it more clearly than that. And I hope you've heard me, and thank you for everything that you do, and I appreciate you. Please be excellent to each other. Go out there and get them. Bye-bye.